We have great expectations for the 4th of July. Lots of fireworks and lots of great entertainment. Well, this year, it's going to be exceptional. Grammy Award winner Kathy Mattea is going to be performing at the Green Music Center along with the Santa Rosa Symphony, and she's on the live line this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great to talk to you, and I have to say welcome back early on to Sonoma County. You've been here several times, and so much great music over the years. What do you find that's different touring now than, say, in the late 80s, early 90s?
Oh, well, everything's different. I mean, I'm different.
Yeah,
I'm in a different body.
Yeah, we all are.
It's a different time. But one of the things that's been really a wonderful realization is that a lot of my songs that I chose when I was younger have held up really well long time.
Yeah.
So they're still a joy to sing. And that part's been a real gift. You can't know that on the front end.
And how are some of the younger people connecting with your music that kind of combines country music and bluegrass together?
It's been really interesting. I've been teaching at some songwriting workshops lately and meeting up with people who are kind of that ilk, and to be able, like, now I think someone like me would be classified Americana, you know?
That could be.
That kind of roots music, acoustic-based music, bluegrass and folk influenced, but still sort of leaning towards country, that's all kind of encompassed in the Americana world. And so it's been kind of interesting to just see this whole other place develop where roots music is really honored. And to feel my own perspective in that. It's just been really interesting. You know, I went and sat in on some shows with John Prine last fall, and that was really fun. And some of the youngins were out opening for him, and I got to hang out with Margot Price and some of those kind of people. And it was just really, it was a wonderful experience.
Well, that's what you're describing is why I think it's going to be so amazing and noteworthy that you're performing on the 4th of July with the Santa Rosa Symphony. Have you had that experience before?
I have played with symphonies many times. This is going to be different because I'm not bringing a great big band, so we're going to let the symphony drive the show. And I haven't done it in a while, so I'm very excited to have the opportunity. A lot of symphony budgets are shrinking, so their opportunities for gigs have definitely lessened in recent years. I have had some of the peak experiences of my life standing in front of a symphony. Like, I got the best seat in the house. So when you say to me, do you want to come to Northern California and play in the middle of the summer with a symphony on a gorgeous July evening? The answer is yes, yes, yes. And so we get to, the other really fun thing is that we hit some of the highlights and we do, you know, our hits and the songs that people expect. And then we get to sort of meander through some songs that really have, over the years, been highlighted by the symphony. And that's a real fun thing to sort of bring some unusual stuff that people might not expect.
And the great, oh, go ahead, Larry.
Go ahead, Pat.
At the Green Music Center, this, Kathy, is really a kind of a comparatively new jewel in Sonoma County entertainment. So I think it's going to be the perfect venue to showcase not only your voice, but with the symphony behind you. I mean, the 4th of July, can it get any more dramatic?
Well, I have done some 4th of July symphony gigs, believe it or not, some, but not in a long time. And the fun part is the fireworks and all those classic big songs, you know, those big, like, songs that we all sort of associate with the most patriotic day of the year.
Right.
And so I think that part is really fun, too. And I was looking online the other day, and I saw pictures of people, you know, with their picnics out and stuff, kind of coming out to the venue. So it started to get me really excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back.
Thank you very much.
Now, Larry, I'll let you get a word in. Or maybe not. Kathy, I've got to tell you that over the years, I've had the pleasure of introducing you a few times here in Sonoma County. And one of the things that I was always struck by, not just your performance on stage, but by the genuine warmth that you showed to people backstage and by listeners, to listeners who came backstage to meet you. And that is not always the case, but it always seemed like your genuine nature. So I just want to say thank you for that. particular part as long as well as the songs, and we're looking forward to seeing you on the 4th of July.
Thank you. We're really looking forward to it. I think, you know, that's been one of the real gifts of this, is just getting to meet so many people. And over the years, I think because of the kinds of songs I've chosen, you know, people don't really want to come have their picture made with me so much to tell all their friends as they want to come tell me some story about their life.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
And that kind of human connection is kind of what keeps me coming back.
It doesn't get much more meaningful than that, I wouldn't think. It will be Tuesday, July 4th. Kathy Matea will be back in Sonoma County in front of the Santa Rosa Symphony, and it should be quite the spectacular fireworks-laden occasion. Welcome back, Kathy. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you very, very much. It's really nice to talk to you this morning.
All right. We'll see you on the 4th of July.